Welcome to episode 7 of the Geordie and Guns podcast. I'm your host, Guns Galea, and I'm here with Geordie. Hey, mate, how are you?
Yes, pretty good. How are you, Andrew?
I'm excellent. It's been good to hear. Good couple of weeks.
It has been, yep.
Yeah, we've had a couple of races each, so we get to talk about that today and anything else that comes up. So, how's your school holidays?
Yeah, the last week of school holidays, so a couple more days before I go back to school.
Awesome. Has it been good?
Yeah, it's been alright. I've had a lot of homework to do, but I mean, that's what you get with year 12, I suppose.
Yeah, that's good. Well, last year, I guess. Hopefully you get through it alright.
Yep, no, I should be all good.
Excellent. Now, there's a first news item today, Geordie, affects you, because it's...
It does.
The state titles. What's the news?
Well, yeah, it's a bit interesting. So they've added a new controlled tyre to the Queensland state titles, the 1/10 electric, which is a shadow tyre. I've never actually seen what it looks like, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see if one tyre is better than the other.
Yeah. So, yeah, because it's still...
the buggy rear and the four-wheel drive front, sorry.
It's still Proline, right?
Yeah, Proline.
Yeah, but it's... I've never had them either. I've used Proline all the time, but I've never used the shadows.
Yep.
Because apparently there was
it'll be interesting.
Yeah. There was a problem with the supply, right?
I think that a shortage, or they couldn't get any more of the positrons in, or electrons.
Yeah. Yeah. I've used positron electrons heaps. That's normally our go-to up here when the track grooves up.
Yep.
But okay. Yeah. Awesome. And how's your preparation going for that? Any more prep? You still trying your cars out?
Yeah, well, we've got no more big events until the state titles, so that's pretty good. So we've just been gluing up some tyres and getting some other stuff ready. So, I mean, yeah, it's getting exciting though.
It is. It's getting close. It's about a month away, right?
Yeah, just under or just over.
Brilliant.
About a month away, yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Another news item was Sydney RC, which is Ride, and Hills have both got new track rebuilds underway.
They're both doing it. I've heard Hills has, but yeah, I wasn't too sure about Ride.
Yeah, so Hills has done it. I've seen a video of, so have you, haven't I, of one of the guys getting around the track.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
A lot of elevation changes. I don't know. It looks really interesting. It's got an interesting double jump, two doubles, where the second double looks really long. So I think the stock cars might struggle to get across it, but we will see, I guess. Unless you gear your car for it. Yeah, could just be a matter of gearing your car for it to get over. But it looks good. It's good to have a new track.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Ride...
Have you heard much of the Ride layout at all?
Is it going to be
similar to how it is?
No, it's completely different. And it's a new surface. So they're getting rid of the clay and they're going on oil surface.
Yeah, I've heard rumours about that. So that'll be good.
So they're doing that one the one will race, well, tomorrow, but it's raining again, so I'm pretty almost certainly going to be cancelled. So they're doing it next weekend. They're rebuilding.
Okay, yeah.
And that's for the state titles, right? So they're getting it done pretty early, but that's going to be... It looks really good, the track. I've seen a picture of it, or the layout.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's good for us. Sydney Siders doing 1/10. We've got two brand new layouts.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's unreal.
Something a bit fresh.
Yeah, so I've been... So Ride still run. We've got heaps of big races coming up. We've got the Ride Cup, and then we've got state titles. There's a driver series up here, which is yours, has already started. So ours is in a month or so. We've got our first one at Maitland. And you had the Polistena Cup on the weekend, which was a tribute race, but it's also part of the driver series. Is that right?
Yeah, so it was the first round of our Victorian driver series. So that was at Keilor, my local track. And yeah, hence the name Polistena Cup. It's in tribute to Mark Polistena, who was a member of Keilor. But yeah, he unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago.
Well, that's great. That's great that they've got a cup after him. And is it
just really Keilor special
people? Do other people come? Because it was a driver series, was it a... Did other people come from the clubs?
Yeah, so we had people from Wodonga and a couple from Shepparton and also Mildura. Oh, but there was also a couple from Adelaide. Jaden Edmonds was one of them. He came down for the weekend.
He's fast, right? Or he's one of the fast guys?
Yeah, he's a TLR driver, and yeah, he's getting quicker and quicker each time he comes down here.
But the news is that Geordie cleaned up again. Is that right,
Geordie? I did, yes.
Mate. Mate,
yeah, it wasn't easy. That definitely wasn't easy. Yeah, Lockie was pushing me all weekend, so that was good.
And now, so normally with your X-ray driver, normally the associated guys are kind of closer with the B6.3, but then in the four-wheel drive, the X-ray is a bit better. But you were saying it was a bit other way around this time. They'd done a lot of work on the B74.1.
Yeah, it looked like it because, it was really close between, both myself and Lockie. Even in qualifying, I think all the qualifiers, or majority within 2 seconds of each other at the end. So,
wow.
It was close. It made it exciting and, it was really good.
And did you TQ both?
I did, yep.
And then you won both?
I did, yeah.
It's good, mate. Well done. Congratulations
again. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
And
heaps as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much you want to talk about it, but you've done some work on your two-wheel drive and you actually got a bit quicker. Did you want to talk about the specifics or you want to keep it close to your chest at this point?
We didn't really make too much setup changes. I think it was more so the track because they re-oiled it before that weekend. Right. So the grip levels was, off its nut. It was crazy grip and, minimal tyre wear, which is really also a key to it as well, just having the right tyre set up. So, we used a clay compound tyre on the rear of the two-wheel drive with the dirt compound on the front.
Wow.
And then, the dirt compound on the four-wheel drive because we found the clay compound was too kind of edgy and aggressive on the four-wheel drive.
Right.
So, we went to the dirt compound.
And you're a J-Concept guy, is that correct, for tyres?
Yeah, we're running the Ellipse tyre pattern.
Yeah, it's a nice tyre.
It is very nice, I've got to say.
Unreal. Well, there you go. And it's good you got higher grip conditions because you're getting ready for the Upper Queensland, which is going to be high grip, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard. So hopefully it's fairly similar.
Awesome. There's a whole bunch of, I think, the guys, local fast guys are going up as well. Jared Ment's going up. I think Lockie's going up.
Yep. So it's I saw Jared went up a couple of weeks ago for a bit of a practice.
Yeah, sneaky, eh? I saw that he was, he's getting into it this year. It's really good to see.
It is, definitely.
And I was talking to Lockie the other day, actually. He was talking about going up Queensland. He's treating it as the prep for nationals, I guess,
Yeah, like a warm-up kind of event.
Yeah, because the track conditions aren't going to change because of the surface. So anything you learn on that weekend, the temperature, ambient temperature might be different, but it's still going to be fantastic to get your eye in and get your builds, your setups right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've also been watching a bit of the PNB race. Well, it's finished now, but I don't know about you.
Oh, the Psycho Nitro Blast. Yeah. I did too. That was cool, eh?
It's a sick layout.
Yeah. It was nuts. It was huge, massive track.
I like how they have the Joker lane. It's really
cool. That was cool, eh? Yeah, I really enjoyed that. It's a bit
interesting, yeah.
So those who don't know, the Joker lane is a shortcut, effectively. And you have three, I think you had three of them in the big races where you could use them at any time you wanted to. And it sort of cut like 8 seconds off something, wasn't it? It was something big.
Yeah, it was really, a long Joker lane that it cut off, yeah.
Mind you, they are like, they're 50 second laps, something. They're pretty big, or 40 something. They're pretty big laps.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was, so different drivers using it at different times. And you had some guys would save them till the end. So they'll be fourth place, but they dropped 20 seconds in the last couple of laps.
Yeah. It was cool because on like the first lap, you would see like a couple of them go the Joker lane and have a massive lead. And the next lap, everyone else would take it and they're all bunched up together again.
Yeah, and it was good to get yourself in and out of traffic too, right? Like if you want to, if you had a pit stop coming up. Yeah, so
yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
It was awesome. Pit stops.
It
was such a good thing to see. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a good idea.
For sure. I raced at Ride last week.
Yeah. And was that in the open class again?
Again. So I had my Mod Motors going. And this time I came fourth in the two-wheel drive, in the four-wheel drive. Games. And it was a bigger field. Like, there was some fast, like Lockie was running, In the four-wheel drive. Ari and Jared just did two-wheel drive, but there was, this is my best result. So really going well. Yeah, I was super happy. And the two-wheel drive was my first proper outing with the XB2 after all this time.
How'd that go?
Really well. I actually BQ'd. I came 12th. I know. I came 12th and they cut off at 11. But I was still finding my feet. I've definitely got quicker. I would have qualified, but my first two runs were 12 qualifiers, so I didn't really get a warm-up. So I was kind of still learning a bit. But then I won the first two finals and then come second and third final. So I won the B. So that was... I was pretty happy with that in the end, coming 12th.
It's pretty good.
So that was pretty good. And then that one, Ari was in it, Jared was in it, Lockie was in it. So there's three spots.
Yeah,
that,
true.
You know, that, and so comparatively, I think I qualified 7th in the four-wheel drive or something like that. So I think they were pretty much, maybe the four-wheel drive slightly better, but it was pretty good.
Nah, it's pretty good. It's all a learning curve.
Yeah. It's real. I mean, I've been wrestling with sticking to mod or not. Like, the open class is unreal, but if we go to hills, it won't be open, so it's kind of...
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
I'm just kind of stuck at the moment. I did a good clean up my cars the last couple of days, so, and I'm thinking about, you know, there's a couple of big races coming up, like the XRS is later in the year, so I might go to stock a bit earlier and just get used to it again, but I'm really enjoying the mod. Yeah, it's
been so you're going to do mod on like club days and stuff, and then the big events go back to stock?
Yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, no, the cars have been great since I've, you know, the both X-ray cars. The XB2, straight out of the box, I had kit set up, changed not a single thing on it, 10.5 motor in it. I actually ran blinky mode because I was just trying, just, you know, and the car was unreal, like...
Nah, it's good.
Yeah, easy to drive. Yeah. It was predictable. Yeah, I loved it.
That's what you wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good. So I think, yeah, just keep on plugging away. Hopefully, you know, I'll go good or better at the New South Wales state titles later on in the year. But no, it's good. So that was my race. Other than that, that's only two races we had, right?
Yeah, that's it for me. I'm not too sure when our next club day is, actually.
So we've got one tomorrow, but it's raining again.
You guys have been copping it with rain.
Oh, it's been unbelievable. So we had a seven... So the Ride Club ran a club series, seven races where you get points and you drop... You basically drop your lowest two. Out of the seven rounds, we've had four washouts. So we've had three rounds and it's over. So it's like...
Yeah.
It sucked. But my 1/8 car is coming really well. Ben Cribbin's broken my motor in. He's got an oil bath. He's run it for like 30-something hours in the oil bath. So
that's a long time.
Yeah, Bateman's Bay is in about a month's time. So that's my next 1/8 race. And the Proline Series points were updated. So that's a points series, which is pretty cool.
I saw you did all the graphics for that. It turned out really good.
Yeah, I was really happy, yeah. So I've got no affiliation. I mean... Basically, the whole Proline series is Ari running it, right? He just works with the clubs. So I reached out to him and I've got all that computer skills. So I thought, I've helped him out. Yeah, I've set it up on the House of RC and doing the graphics. And
that's really cool.
Yeah. So it's good to
see. It makes it seem like a bit more professional kind of thing, having all the points and everything like that.
Yeah, that's the idea, right? Like, yeah, so people... It's generated a lot of interest, like, you know, hoping to get more people. Because there's six races. So it's every 2 months, you get a race a weekend away.
Yeah.
And it's competitive, you get some top drivers there, and it's 1/8. So, like, you can do electric or nitro. So when you think about it that way, people have said, haven't bought 1/8 because there's not been much racing. There's no racing in Sydney. But the fact you can do that, six races a year that are pretty big events with points... Pretty cool.
It is something different.
Yeah. So hoping more people will get into it either. And last time at Orange, it was basically 50-50 with e-buggy and nitro. So...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's fun. I can't wait.
When is the Bateman's Bay one, sorry?
I actually think it's either the same weekend or the weekend after Queensland. It's end of May. I think it's the 20th of May or 21st.
Yeah, it's the same weekend as the state titles.
Oh, there you go. So it's that weekend. So it's in Batemans Bay. Yeah, then we've got Canberra has to be rerun. And then we've got Maitland and there's one at Illawarra, I think. Yeah, so there's still a few more to go. So
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Check it out. It's on the, if you want to find it, on the Proline Facebook page, there's posts there.
Proline Australia.
Proline Australia. And there's links to House of RC there as well. I meant to ask you, Geordie, how was the Grand Prix, mate? You went to the Grand Prix, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was actually going to ask if you watched it at all.
But, I watched the whole thing. Yeah, I watched
it. It was wicked, dude.
Every minute of it looked amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Just the atmosphere of it was, next level. Like, nothing I've really ever experienced. It was really good.
And you went on the, which day, the Saturday?
Yeah, the qualifying day. Yep.
That would have been unreal, man.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And the good thing about the Australian Grand Prix, they have all the supercars, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that, the supercars and the S5000s, they're actually super loud.
That looked like, cool, eh? They're V8s, aren't they?
Five litre V8s.
In an open wheel.
The sound of them, they're really cool. Even the supercars, like when they backfire, it's so loud.
Wow. Were you in a good part of the track?
So we just had the general admission ticket, so we just kind of roamed around to different places of the track.
Cool. But
I think maybe next year or next time we go, might try and get like a grandstand ticket.
Yeah.
Just so we can like sit down and kind of relax a bit more. We got pretty tired towards the end of the day.
So I'm going to go next year, I think. I'm going to organise that soon because I've got my brother-in-law lives near Keilor. So I'm going to go down there with the family. My son wants to go. So I'm keen. I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Charles Leclerc pretty much dominated the whole weekend as well.
Yeah, it was awesome to watch. Did you have any close encounters with any of the drivers?
I'm not sure you saw if you're the one between Latifi and Stroll.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They collided
and
the corner after it. So we saw the tyre kind of rolling past. It was like we didn't actually see the crash, but we saw the car like on the tow truck and it was pretty wrecked.
Did you see any drivers running walking around in the pits or anything like that?
No, we weren't that close to the pits, so I think you probably have to have like the paddock pass or something to see them.
Get in there. Yeah, alright,
so cool. That'd be cool to experience, like, you know, get to see who they like really are.
Yeah for sure. Alright, cool, that's awesome. I want to come hopefully next year. And there's a Grand Prix on this weekend too, Imola. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, I've been keeping up to that.
Yeah, awesome. When's the next Victorian Drivers Series race, Geordie? Where is that and when is it, do you know?
Not kind of sure, but after our break, we'll get back onto that. I'll have a quick geese.
Yep. And I saw that the new TLR four-wheel drivers come out as well.
Yeah. Kit. Yeah. Doesn't look like much has changed, but...
Even the B6.4 come out, right? Or Ray had that. Did you see it? Did Ray use it?
Yeah, he had it on the weekend, yeah.
So the main thing there was the shocks are 13 mil instead of 12, right? I think it is.
Yeah, I think they're 1 mil bigger.
Yeah. It sucks if you own all the springs because it's...
that's what Ray was saying. He only had like one pair that would fit. But he found out the old springs would fit as well.
Oh, they do. Well, that's good to know.
I'm not too sure how it worked, but yeah.
There's such small incremental changes, though, with the kits. Like, it's very rare you need to worry about it. Like, I think I went from the 6.1 to the 6.3. I missed one. I think missing one is probably the way to do it every 2 years, get a new kit, maybe.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
How often do you replace... probably get, like,
a certain parts to upgrade from the 0.1 or the 0.2.
How often do you replace your chassis?
I get new cars, well, every one that comes out with the X-Rays. So every year.
Boom.
Yeah.
Pro.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do you sell your old ones?
I have to give them back to Ari.
Ah, right, got it. Okay. So you're not like us plebeians. You actually are. That's awesome.
No, it's good.
Good stuff. All right, cool. We're going to have a very short break and then we're going to come back and do some wrenching corner.
Nice.
See you soon. Welcome back to episode 7 of the Geordie and Guns podcast. Geordie, first thing was, this weekend is actually the East Coast Nationals, isn't it, for 1/8?
Yeah, so that's up at the Pine Hills Dirt Racing Circuit up in...
Queensland,
yeah.
Mate, I can't wait. I'm hanging the race up there by 1/8. I'm going to do it at one stage.
Definitely,
it's going to be so cool. I think the Nationals are there. The actual Nationals are at Pine Hills, I think, this year. Okay. Later in the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do you know what the difference is? Like, from the East Coast Nationals to the Nationals?
I don't know how official these titles are, right?
Yeah, like, true.
Yeah, I think it's just a big race, so they just call it.
Yeah.
It's the same as, like, we've got Carpet Nationals and Indoor state titles. I don't think they're official sanctioned events. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just having a look on the live RC. They got around 80 entries for this event.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah, like 1/8's probably it's the main scale in Queensland.
Yeah, it's really big up there.
So I think this year's too premature, but next year I'm going to go up for a race for sure. 1/8. I'm trying to, this Batemans Bay, I want to get my first points. You got to get top 15 for points in the Pro Line Series.
Okay.
So you got to come, I think it's top 12. I think 12 go on the A main. So it's the top 3 of the Bs also get points.
Do they have bump ups though?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Okay. It's unreal.
Yeah.
So I think it's top 10. Last time it was top 8 automatically qualified for the A's. And then top 4 from each one went up.
Yeah.
That's how it worked.
Well, that's a lot. So top 4, yeah.
It is. I think there might be some leeway with the clubs how they want to run it, but there's some guidelines. I think it's at least 2, maybe maximum 4 to bump.
Yeah, I've heard it's usually 2. Well, that's what I've kind of seen.
Yeah. So it's...
That'd be interesting.
I don't know what Bateman's going to be like. Oh, it's heaps of fun. Like, it's incredibly good fun. But I... hopefully I'll have a story after Bateman's.
Amen?
mate... Seriously, I just want to not... I've got a new motor, so hopefully the flaming problems will go away.
Yeah.
But
this be your first, like, big event for the X-Ray?
Yeah, it'd be the first one, yeah. It'll be the only event. Yeah, it would be. So I will be... I'm going to pick up the motor either this weekend or next week early. And then I still need to run a couple of tanks through it in idle
mode. Yeah.
And then do a couple of low... So I have to do 4 tanks before I hit the track, but I'll probably go up to Maitland. It's about an hour for me.
Yep. There's so much preparation you got to do.
It's break in the motor. Yeah. And even when, like, I've got a heat gun, you need to not damage the motor, you really need to heat it up before you start it every time.
Okay.
So you heat the bell of it, the top of it, and it heats it up, it expands, and then it starts easier.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things... But yeah, I don't know. It's part of the.
It's like a real life attraction. Car engine, just in a miniature kind of thing.
Yeah, it's unreal, man. And it's like, pretty cool. And I've got after run oil now, and I was reading the other day because I've got a brand new motor. I'm trying to take care of it. You're actually not supposed to run it out of fuel because even that couple of revs where it's running with no fuel can damage it. So,
oh really?
You're meant to always time it and try not to run out. Yeah, I mean, it's not always possible, but if you can help it.
Is so the fuel that expensive? Like,
no,
is it
it's
like...
not really.
Okay.
Yeah, a nitro. I've got a 5-liter bottle. Might cost. I think I got it for $40, maybe a bit less. But that lasts ages. Like, I ate the whole weekend at Orange, which is all my. I practiced like a beast on the practice day. I didn't use 5 liters. Like, it's not.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not a... I mean, it's an expense, but it's not bad. Like, I think the tire wear wasn't... So I don't know, really. It's pretty good. You don't have to worry about buying expensive batteries, I guess, as well. But,
yeah.
I mean, it is an ongoing expense, but it's not ridiculous.
Yeah, I suppose that I've heard tires last a lot longer in 1/8 compared to 1/10.
Well, it can depend, but with the Proline Series, the control tire is S3 block aids. And, mate, they last forever. Like, I used a brand new set. at Orange, and it, at the end of the weekend, after all the laps, it was still fine. Like, so yeah, it's not really, yeah, it's they do. It's not like ultra competitive 1/10. You're going through tires sometimes pretty regularly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, before they re-oiled Keelor, the tyre wear was, like, super high. Like, we were going through a pair within two runs.
Wow, that's expensive,
It
eh?
Is. That's kind of why
especially
they're trying
two cars.
Re-oil it every 6 weeks, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because it's too... Yeah, I mean, it's... Especially running two cars, like...
Yeah, and you see, modified as well.
Yeah, I know. You see pictures of... I remember Andrew Silvagi posted a pic before the Vic State titles. He had like 40 tyres on the screen, like all the sets. And I was like, man, I mean, he probably gets them cheaper than most, but but it is expensive to worry about. But yeah,
it can
I think
be,
4.8, I haven't really... Oh, one thing happened the weekend with my XB4. I didn't realise until I got home, my front drive shaft was really bent.
Oh, really?
It was bent so much, it was rubbing against the servo, the front servo, the steering servo's bracket, and it would had worn it down, like grades the metal away.
Jesus.
Yeah, so you know how I've been trying to get better at maintenance, but
yeah,
I don't know when it happened, but it obviously had turned a few times.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think, how is that from flex? Like, that's an amazing bend.
Yeah, because they use the spring steel. Is it spring steel?
Yeah, spring steel, yes. Yeah, it is.
So it bends, but it doesn't snap.
Yeah. So it must have got... I must have had a pretty bad stack. I was flying, mate, I tell you. I was...
Yeah.
It's the fastest... Like, I did a 24 and a half second lap. Like, I was up there, you know? Like, I was... It was... Yeah, I've really... I don't know. It's a combination of things. People are saying it's because of the x-rays.
100%.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for that vote of no confidence. No. The cars have definitely helped, but also I keep saying it, the trip down to Victoria, just my mindset, pitting with you for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
New track. It just made me better as a driver. I came home and I just had a different attitude.
Yeah, it makes you more motivated.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone has a chance to race in a big race in a state, or any even just a big race, but I found just I really had to, like, I didn't want to go down there and embarrass myself, so I was really trying hard.
Yeah,
I did reasonably well. I was middle of the B's in both classes.
It was a strong field of stock drivers, I have to admit.
Yeah. Well, I was happy, like, it was, and I just come home and I'm feeling like I'm just better, I'm preparing better, and yeah, so anyway, so I don't know what it is, but it's probably a combination of both.
Got the bug.
Anyway, I'm into it now. So I was going to talk to you about it because I've been running mod and I'm not a mod driver. So ESC settings, but you were saying that you don't do a lot of, you almost run blinky mode with your mods, right?
Yeah. I try not to touch it too much because I don't want to kind of affect, well, it depends on the track really. Like, Keelor is such high grip. And so I've been running like really low drive frequencies on both cars.
Ah.
So usually lower drive frequency makes it more aggressive. And
it's
then,
more aggressive. So how low do you go? Do you remember?
I'm at 4K at the moment. 4K. So 4,000.
Yeah.
So it is pretty low compared to where I'd usually run it. But yeah, it's just so high grip at the moment. I can run it like that low.
Yeah. Awesome. And turbo or timing or boost, do you do any of that?
I run a little bit of boost on the four-wheel drive and also like a little bit of turbo because, it's high grip. I've just kind of bumped it up a little bit. But I usually try not to run too much because it kind of affects your throttle curve kind of thing.
Yep. So, okay.
And I've actually gone to a 7.5 turn motor in the two-wheel drive. I used to run the 8.5 turn. And I found
that's quick, isn't it, for a two-wheel drive? Wow.
It is. But I found that a lot more smoother than running an 8.5 turn with more turbo or more boost.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. And that's amazing. So I was running my two-wheel drive, the 10.5, just in blinky.
Yeah.
Like, the ride track's not big, right? Like, it's pretty technical. Like, it's not... So, yeah, I found that was fine. And I had a little bit of turbo on my four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was wondering... Because I remember some of the... I think some of the mod guys really muck around with those settings a lot. But it's interesting to hear that you don't do that a lot.
Yeah, I try not to touch it if I don't have to, kind of thing.
And on your... What controller do you run?
I run the Futaba 7PXR.
Right. And is your steering curve linear, or do you do... Have you changed that the rate?
Mine's just how I haven't actually touched it in the two-wheel drive, but I've kind of dialed down the curve in the four-wheel drive because I found it was a bit too aggressive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just dialed that down, and I think it was 10, minus 10. Okay. I'm not sure, like, what that is in percentage, but I'd say it'd be 10%. Yeah. But, yeah, that kind of smoothed it out.
Awesome. Okay, that's good. Yeah, it's good. So these sort of things are interesting, right? Like, there's so much variables in those. Like, do you run drag brake?
Yeah, I do in both cars. I run 5% in the four-wheel drive and 8% in the two-wheel drive.
So just for people who don't know, and for me, that means if you've got no throttle, no brake, it's still got a little bit of brake, right? In neutral, there's a bit of brake.
So hence, if you're off the throttle, if you have 5%, it's braking 5% automatically.
Wow, so I always run zero. I mean, I'm always normally in stock, but so you find that's, what is it, just it gives you more aggressive braking because it's braking before you even hit the brake?
A little bit. I actually run kind of low drag brake compared to a lot of other people because I've heard other people run around 12%.
Okay.
So I just don't really like the feeling of the car doing stuff on its own. So that's why I run it a bit lower. So I feel like I have a bit more control over the braking, having it a bit lower.
And do you know what your max brake, I think 87.5 is like the default, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, mine's set at 87. 5 or something okay, around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the default. All right, so that's your normal. Cool, that's amazing. And you ever muck around with the brake frequency? Like, it's 1K by default as well.
Do you
ever
touch that? I've dialed down the two-wheel drive brake frequency, so I went a bit higher, which makes it a bit more smoother.
A bit smoother, yeah.
Yeah, I did that at Wodonga because it's a bit lower grip compared to Kilo. And I found it works. It's a bit more smoother at Kilo as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just stops the wheels from kind of locking up and then spinning out.
Okay, this is super interesting. I love this.
Yeah.
It's good. So I've kind of... ESC is kind of something... Do you run Hobbywing ESCs?
Yeah, they're XR10 Pro G2s. XR10.
Yep. Okay.
Highly recommend them. They're really good.
Yeah, that's what I've got as well.
And because you can change everything through Bluetooth on your phone if you have that Bluetooth adapter.
Yeah, I've got that.
It's really cool. Yeah.
It is. And it's quite... When I first got it, I was thinking, oh, this is fiddly. But when you get used to it, it's actually quite easy to do. And it's quick.
Yeah, it's much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. And you can do firmware upgrades through that as well. Like, it's pretty cool.
And it's got all the data tracking and everything, like temperatures and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's been great. I love it. I'm just getting into that a bit more now, the ESC stuff. So I thought it'd be a good thing to talk about in the wrenching corner.
Yeah, there's so much to it. I try not to get like lost within it, so I try and keep it to a minimum of what I kind of change.
Yep, cool. I can't think of any other setting that I've ever touched. I think that's basically it. Drive frenzy, I've done that before. Normally on low grip, I put the frequency up so it's not as aggressive.
Yep.
So a couple of things I've mucked around with it, but yeah, it's only recently that my driving's good enough that I can know. You know, if you're driving. You should do none of this until you're getting around the track, you know, consistently at a reasonable pace, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
And then once you've got that sorted, you're driving sorted, then it's good to sort of tweak some of this stuff.
Yeah, just get the extra 1/10. Yeah, but it all adds up as well.
Yeah, for sure. All right, cool. And of course, we're talking about this ESC stuff, so... In nitro, it's all the motor.
Yeah, that's
and the
true.
Carby. So you're basically tuning the motor, and it's quite interesting. And the brakes are mechanical.
Mechanical brakes? Is there like real car where it has like brake pads or whatever?
Yeah, there is. Let me tell you. So there's in the center diff, right? The center diff where the motor engages.
Yep.
There's brake pads on either side of the of the diff.
That's cool.
So they spin with the diff.
Yeah.
And then there's, you get two either carbon fiber, you get like fiber or metal plates, like the discs either side. And so when you brake, you know, on your throttle, you push it.
Yeah.
It pushes the servo the other way, which mechanically squeezes the brake pads together, and they hit the brake. It's actually mechanical brakes.
That's cool. Like I've never known how it kind of works.
Yeah, it's unreal. Yeah. So it's and you can adjust those. Like you've actually got, you can do your brake bias. So there's one, obviously one's front and one's rear, right? So they're either side of the center diff.
So you can make it more aggressive or...
Yeah, forward brake bias or rear brake bias or more aggressive both or whatever you want to do. There's little... All the kits the modern cars have... You basically turn it with your fingers.
Yeah.
It's mechanical, right?
And yeah, then you're
mechanically adjusting when they engage. It's amazing. Like,
it's high tech.
The Nitro 1.8 cars are an amazing piece of machinery. Like they're... That whole, the drivetrain is crazy.
Yeah.
Because even the throttle's mechanical, right? It opens up the carby, right?
Yeah, so that's true.
Even with that, you've got, you know, how aggressive is it or how much does it open? And you've got all your tuning and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, because you've got do you have like throttle delay as well?
Yeah, you do, yeah. So that's the other thing, the clutch, right? So it's got a clutch. So it's called it's like a gravity clutch. So... I don't know if you know, there's a bell around the shaft of the motor, and that's where your pinion is. So your pinion is metal, it's attached to a metal bell.
Yeah, yeah.
And then inside that bell, there's three clutch shoes that are sprung tight around the shaft. So when you accelerate, the centrifugal force opens them up and they engage the bell, which turns the pinion.
That's crazy.
So they're mechanical shoes, so they wear out, so over time you need to replace those shoes. And then when you let go of the throttle, the springs mechanically disengage the shoes, which is idle, which is neutral.
So it's like a real life race engine, but in a miniature kind of
thing. You've got to do it, you've got to do it.
I'm getting into 1.8
and the XB8 kit, I'm 80% done. It's unreal fun because everything's bigger, right? So you can wrench things properly, and you know, you gotta have a drill with a 1/10. You can get away without having a electric screwdriver, but with those ones you kind of need it because they're massive. But it's so much fun. And then even with the clutch shoes, you can get soft ones and hard ones and metal ones and carbon ones. And they all they all alter the way that it engages, how aggressively it engages, all this kind of stuff. So
that's cool.
It's quite amazing.
There's a lot in it.
Oh yeah, it's unreal. It's insane. Like, and then you've got glow plugs, which is the spark plug. You've got hot ones and super hot ones, and depending on where you are. But for that, it's kind of like where you're living. If you're in Australia, you might, you know, I don't know enough about the glow plug technology, but I kind of get the same ones all the time. They work well.
Yeah, okay.
So there you go. All right. That was cool. I'm teaching you at the moment, but you'll be teaching me next year when you're super fast.
We'll see.
But I did say I want to race you early in your 1/8 career on the off chance that I might be able to beat you, but I doubt it. Peter Cooper, Matty Cooper, he came second at Orange. He's quick in 1/8. I mean, you guys will be quick. It's the same, right?
Yeah.
Once your car's tuned and it's going, it's just a 1/8. It's just a RC car, right?
So yeah, true.
Every other part of it, besides all that stuff I talked about, everything else is the same. Camber, you know, ride heights, and it's all the same vehicle. But it will take you a bit of time to get used to the braking and acceleration difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Because even you want to pulse the engine more because you want to keep the revs up. You know, it's kind of different feel to electric
motor. Yeah, so they keep like the engine kind of running, like especially through the corners, you can hear it kind
correct.
Of thing.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot more, even, I mean, there still are high bike tracks, but normally the tracks are more loose or the dirt. So a lot of power sliding and that sort of stuff's going on. And they're always, I mean, there's only four wheel drives, no two wheel drives. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of that getting used to that's a bit different as well, but it's super fun.
Yeah, like when you see them on the videos, it almost looks easier to drive, but
it's not as precise, right? Like it's kind of, even the pros, you watch them, you watch the P&B, they make mistakes, right? Like,
yeah,
it's not as if it's a 5 minute, 1/10 final where you just don't make mistakes, you know, it's very rare.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's like an endurance race.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit more forgiving that way, but I don't know whether it's easier. I don't know if it's easier to drive overall, but it's, yeah, at least you got a little bit more forgiveness, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
What it is.
Nah, it's really cool.
All right. Good stuff, mate. Okay, that's probably wraps us up for this episode. We haven't got an interview this time. We thought we'd just do a bit more of a casual podcast. And this one's also going to be mainly audio. So we're going to just try to stick to mainly audio. That was fun, Jordy. It was a good chat, mate.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, it was good fun. So we're going to get back to, we'll have someone interviewed on the next episode. And we're doing straight audio. It makes it a lot easier, obviously, for both of us. So that'll be good too.
Definitely.
All right, you have fun, mate. Enjoy. Are you back to school next week?
What was that, sorry?
You're back to school next week?
Yeah, on Tuesday.
All right.
So I only have another 6 months and then it's all done.
And that's it, man. That's pretty kick-ass. And I don't know whether I'll race because of the rain, but if next 2 weeks. But I guess next podcast we'll be all talking about going to Queensland and Bateman's Bay, so
yeah,
should be fun.
Oh, I also found out when the next Victorian Driver Series race is, which is at Mildura. So that's the Mallee Madness on the 11th and 12th of June. I think it's the Queen's long birthday weekend.
Ah, nice. Okay, that's good.
Yep.
I'm coming down to Wodonga next year, by the way, for that one for sure.
Oh, mint. That's a good event.
I was so upset I missed it this time. But I'll have my 1/8 running next time we do this. So I might even, I'll be talking about that. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, sick.
All right, bro. Talk to you soon.
No worries. Thank you very much. Thanks
everyone for listening. And see you next time. Bye.